Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Made.
Good afternoon, my brother, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Yes, man. How are you doing this afternoon?
We are doing fine by God's grace.
Lovely.
And how are you?
No, we're doing fantastic, Pastor. Cannot complain
wonderful,
at all.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you still enjoying Eswatini?
Yes, yes. I am enjoying especially the work that is being done here.
Oh, lovely, man.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, lovely. Great to hear that. Now, we're continuing with our discussion on stewardship of talents and resources. And one of the most beautiful themes of the scriptures is that God is a gracious and generous host who has given us as humans a world packed full of resources and potential. Now, we can see that in the opening pages of the scripture, but it doesn't take long for humans to call this into question. Adam and Eve's choice to eat of that forbidden tree in Genesis 3 proved they felt God was holding back. Even today, we may sometimes feel that we have very little to give from. That will be our focus, actually, today. Now, Pastor, is stewardship only about giving, that is time, talents, and money, to the church specifically? Are there other ways to be good stewards that may not be tied directly to the church?
There are other ways in addition to the ones you have already mentioned.
Mm.
It's not a matter of substituting, but they are in addition. When you read your Bible, precisely when the house of Israel is on their way to the promised land. Before they left, the Lord assured the house of Israel that you are going to a place that is flowing with honey and milk and honey, meaning that to a rich place. Then the tail end of that is that the Lord also mentions that although the place will be rich, but the poor will always be with you. Then he came up, he gave them instructions to take care of the poor.
Mm.
So that is another way we can be good stewards, when we are taking care of the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Because the poor belongs to the Lord. You know, I like how Jesus puts it in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
When people are welcomed into the kingdom,
mm.
He says to them, I was hungry and you fed me. Mm. I was naked and you put clothes over me.
Mm.
Then people ask back, when did we see you and we did all of these things? The response is, when you were doing it to the poor, the destitute, you were doing it to me. In other words, this means the poor has a place in the heart of God. And the Lord depends on us to take care of the poor. Actually, when he puts this blessing on me, that blessing is not supposed to put a smile only to me and those who are close to me, that is my family.
Mm.
It's supposed to bless even the poor.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Those who don't have the means. The instruction which was given to the Israelites, because these people were farmers.
Mm.
The Lord said to them, when you harvest in your field, you can harvest all the other place in your field, but you don't harvest the edges and the corners of your field. Leave those corners and the edges of your field for the poor and the stranger, the widow, so that as you celebrate, you eat in your home, also the poor have something to eat. He even says, when a bag of maize falls from your wagon, don't go back and pick it up. It falls back because the Lord has placed it for a poor. So the poor, the Lord has a place in his heart, and he depends on us to make sure that even the poor, the strangers, the widows are taken good care of us. When we do that, we are being good stewards.
Now, Pastor, we don't necessarily have farms, you know, these days. We live in townships. We live in suburbs. Some live in confined spaces. Very few live in farms and are farmers. So if we have to be living and not harvest everything and leave the fringes to the poor, what would be that in our day and age? What would we leave in the fringes of our farms in this day and age?
You are correct. In the modern time, we have banks. We are keeping the money in a bank. We are investing. We are doing all of these things. This implies, you know, as you read the Bible, you take the principle.
Yes.
The principles there is that reserve something for the poor. Do not use up everything on yourself and your family.
I see.
Have something put aside for the poor.
In your bank account.
In my bank account. For an example, we have organizations that are taking care of the poor. For an example, let me just make an example. I don't know whether I have a right to mention names here.
It's fine. You can go ahead.
You have organizations like Meals on Wheels. You have organizations like ADRA. This organization are taking care of the poor, assisting, feeding the poor, helping during disaster and feeding God's people. Another thing we can do, this is just my humble suggestion. Another thing we can do is to contribute to those organizations so that they continue the work of assisting the poor.
All right.
If we don't go that direction, then we make sure that we reserve something so that the poor, which we meet on daily basis, we are able to assist them as well.
Right, I think that's quite very clear there. Now, what are some creative, out-of-the-box ways that we can give back to God? Yes, maybe the poor, as you mentioned. Any other?
Yes, there is. Sometimes we tend to think that an offering is in a form of money. In the rural area, God's people are blessed with animals, and the Lord takes care of those animals. He multiplies those animals. In that setting, you know, when we think when people, the only way of bringing an offering and tithe is in a monetary form, we are excluding a number of people in our worship. Those people receive blessings, but they don't receive blessings in a form of money. They receive blessings in a form of crops growing in the field, in the form of animals. They are keeping animals. The Lord makes sure that they multiply, they don't fall sick, they do not die. These people can also worship the Lord using the animals and the crop that are going in the hills, and return a tithe of animals and give offering animals and crops. This is another way of worshiping the Lord through our means. And another way we would suggest people to consider, even time. Reserving time for God's business. We all have 24 hours. The Lord continue to give us faithfully 24 hours. If we can reserve some of that time for God's business, that is an offering to the Lord. That is an offering to the Lord. For now, those are the kind of example I would suggest to God's people that they should consider.
Now, can a naturally stingy person be a good steward?
It's a very interesting question. interesting question. A stingy person... Stingy person, can that person, it would mean, actually, let me approach it in two ways. Let me approach this question in two ways.
Right.
It is possible that even a stingy person can be changed by the grace of God and God's, and God's grace. It is possible. If God was was able to use greedy, stingy bats to feed the man of God, Elijah, he can, even today, change stingy people such that they become generous. The objective of stewardship is to get us to a level where we are generous as God is generous.
Yes.
Our God is a giving God. Therefore, as his children, we've got to resemble him. We've got to be like him. We be people who delight in sharing, giving, helping other people. So it is possible for stingy people to be transformed and be like Christ, be like God. So that is very, very, very possible that a stingy person can also be a good steward after the power and the power of the power of grace has worked in his life. So now, it is possible.
Oh, beautiful, man, beautiful. I like that the grace of God can also arrive there. Now, what should be our approach to generosity? I mean, for example, giving to the needy, et cetera, et cetera, during the times of personal financial scarcity?
You know, when you read your Bible, you have a number of examples of people who gave out of their poverty. Poverty should not be used as an excuse not to give. We have people, we have a widow who had the last meal. And because she trusted the Lord, she gave the last meal to the prophet, and a miracle happened there.
Yes, yes.
We have another example in the New Testament. Another widow left with two coins. And when Jesus was at the temple, observing people were worshiping by giving offering, also this poor lady approached the altar. She dropped the two coins. She gave out of her poverty. And Jesus was pleased by that. Also, you have people in Macedonia who supported Paul's ministry. They supported Paul's ministry and gave from their poverty. They supported, they gave. Therefore, I would say, when one has something to give, let us not consider the amount. How much does the person has? A person, from what he has or what she has, she can give. Even from poverty, when you are not a rich person, you can give to the Lord. From the little you have, you give. Just like that boy who only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. From the little, he gave to the Lord. I think from those examples, we can learn that giving to the Lord is all-inclusive. It takes in the rich, it takes in the poor to give. To give is the character of God. And to give should be a desire for all children of God, all faithful stewards.
Yeah, including, of course, those who are not financially sound and who are poor. Now, talking about financial struggles, Pastor, are those financial struggles, that is, are they the sign of poor stewardship? Can a person in financial crisis be a good steward? Doesn't look like it can. What do you think?
You know, we get into these challenges, financial challenges, in most cases, not all the time. In most cases, because of the decisions we have made and how we manage the resources we have. And we find ourselves in such a situation, unfortunately. But stewardship is there to assist even people who find themselves in those situations. The first step is for one to understand that I have a crisis. You understand that I have a problem. Then the second step, is to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, please deliver me. Then there are other steps which we are, which we normally suggest to people to take in order to come out of these situations. When a situation is severe, we refer those people to professional people, but there are those situations that we can handle and assist God's people from such situation. We do help them. The aim, the reason why stewardship go to that extent is that we want to see even those people who have financial crisis becoming faithful stewards, being delivered from those situations and become faithful stewards. So there is a way. We don't throw a towel to people who are struggling financially. We have a responsibility as stewardship educators to assist them to come out of such situations so that they become faithful stewards as well.
True. Now, before I let you go, Pastor, how does walking through financial hardship shape our understanding of contentment and stewardship?
You know, hardship sharpens us in most cases. It sharpens us. It makes us depend to the Lord. Because once we have the abundance around us, we tend to depend and see the resources, material things, as our Messiah. We depend on those things. Sometimes the Lord even uses hardship to sharpen us, to make us depend on Him, to trust on Him. One of the powerful lessons in stewardship is that we should not rely on material things.
True.
Instead, we should depend mainly on God's providence. We trust Him that He will provide. We believe, we put our faith, we put our full weight on Him, knowing that the Lord will provide. So hardship brings us closer. I know one author whom I love so much. She says, we should even pray for difficult times to come our way. Because difficult times take us closer to the Lord. So there is a balance there. There is a balance there. These difficult times, as much as we don't like them, we run away from them, they do something good to us.
Yeah. Man, a very difficult one there, I must tell you that. A very difficult one. But hey, what can we do? Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through and joining us once again today. I do hope that you have a fantastic rest of the afternoon there in Mbabane. Are you in Mbabane? I do hope you are.
Sishwaleni.
All right. I hope that all goes well there for you over there. May God bless you. We're going to be talking to you once again tomorrow at the same time and the same place.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Pastor. Goodbye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.